This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a Community Affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm director of Mitchell County Safe Place, and with me is Samantha Phipps, who is my counterpart in Yancey County. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
We want to talk for the next couple of programs about some different kinds of abuse. We've talked mostly about adult abuse with husband and wife and people living together and that sort of thing. But we're going to talk a little bit more about the younger folks, the teenagers, and some of the things that they face. And I know that we at Safe Place see a lot of, or hear a lot of people calling in about, you know, domestic violence or what we call dating violence. I'm sure you see the same thing in Yancey.
We do, we do. And I do some outreach education programs for the Yancey County program. And was at a local high school several weeks ago and had some anonymous surveys that I had the mostly girls in the class complete. And when they submitted them to me, I had no names attached to them, but there were some concerning statements made on those surveys.
I know a couple of years ago we had an incident in Mitchell County where there was a lock-in supervised by adults and whatnot, and one of the young ladies there, a teenager, wound up being sexually abused by her dating partner, and so-called date rape. And so I think parents need to be aware that these things go on even among teenagers, and it's, you just can't assume that everybody is nice and your daughter is safe when she's out.
Right, right. So it's important for young people who are dating to know the signs, some indicators of abuse, and for the parents to be aware of those also.
Right. Let's just briefly review about some of the kinds of abuse that teens can experience. There's, of course, the physical abuse, isn't there?
Right, right. And that includes, it sounds kind of obvious, but it includes pushing and shoving, slapping, hitting, kicking, hitting with an object, holding someone against one's will, and use of weapons. You don't even absolutely have to fire a gun or throw a knife, but just, you know, picking it up, that's threatening.
And then we got things like verbal and emotional abuse that start out with things like name calling, mm-hmm. and whatnot.
Threats of harm, screaming, raging, withholding affection, meaning instead of being sweet and nice, you deliberately act cold towards your significant other. And then there's jealousy and possessiveness.
Right. And then we have sexual abuse that can occur also. That was the example that I gave just a few moments ago.
And I don't think some young people realize that if they have sex against their will, whether they're beaten up during the act, that's still considered a rape.
That's right. And it's, you know, there's awful lot of pressures these days with the freedom of sexuality and so forth that youngsters experience, and there's a lot of pressure for that. And because your peers are doing it, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do it.
Right.
But let's talk about some of the signs to look for. If you're in a dating relationship with somebody, one of the things on our list, and we both have seen this, is the pressure for quick involvement. You know, we have a young man coming on like a whirlwind, and he's really flattering the young lady and pressuring her into commitments to marry and or live together and whatnot, and that's really a red flag, isn't it?
Right, right. I know teenagers, by their very nature, can fall in and out of love, supposedly, within a few days, and then they're dating somebody else. But we see that all the time at our shelters, and we've talked about that, where sometimes we'll get a woman in, and she's had a whirlwind courtship and gets involved in a domestic violence incident, and then no sooner has she been at our shelter 2 weeks, she's involved with somebody else.
That's right.
Here we go again.
And almost all the ladies that come into our shelter, you ask them how long did they know their abuser before they committed to marriage or moving in with them, and it's usually just a matter of a week or even 2 weeks is a long time for these folks. And one of the things I try to tell them is, hey, you need to know somebody really for a year before you understand who they really are.
Exactly. And then you're bringing someone new into being around your children, and it comes as no surprise sometimes. If you don't know them, you don't know if you're marrying a pedophile.
Right. We're going to talk more about this in weeks to come, but let's give folks some phone numbers in case they want to give us a call. In Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place. Our number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, call 682-0056.
I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.